Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? This is Michael Rappaport. You are now listening to a brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. On today's episode, does anybody in their right mind actually want to see the footage of Patriots owner Robert Kraft getting a hand job? I don't. Gucci is trying to sell dirty sneakers, ready-made dirty sneakers, for $870. What's Gucci? Dick-stained Donald Trump, a.k.a. Two-Pump Trump, is relentless on John McCain. I imagine how the world will react to his funeral. Plus, we have some fantastic sick fucks of the week. All that and more on a Smash Mouth, Big Body, I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Miles Jordan, please give me something real nice. Something real proper, but most importantly, let me get something real funky. Let's go. All right, I know a lot of you out there wear contact lenses. If you wear contact lenses and find yourself dreading that annual appointment to renew your prescription, then you're going to love Simple Contacts. It's a great new company that makes this annoying process very, very simple. Trust me, my wife just used it and she was happy. Simple Contacts lets you renew your expired contact lens prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from your phone or computer in minutes. It's cheap, it's fast, it's simple. Simple Contacts brings the doctor's office to wherever you are, whenever you need it. You can take the Simple Contacts vision test online in 5 minutes. A real doctor reviews it. And if your vision hasn't changed, renew your prescription ASAP. You save time, you save money, and you save yourself the headache of having to make an appointment and go see the doctor. And if you already have an unexpired prescription, just upload a photo of it and your doctor's info and order your lenses in minutes for a great price. They do all the hard, annoying work for you. This is vision care for the 21st century. Go to simplecontacts.com/wrap. That's simplecontacts.com/wrap. Get $20 off your contacts. Do not forget to use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. That's simplecontacts.com/RAP. Use the promo code RAP to save $20. Give it a try and thank me later. right. Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. Mr. 212, a.k.a. the Jake LaMotta of podcasting, and so on and so forth. Woo! Here we are. Here we are again on a Friday. We've made it to the end of another week, and we are heading into April. Spring is upon us. Do you know that my birthday, March 20th, which I discussed ad nauseum this week, is the first day of spring? That has nothing to do with me. I just wanted to share that with you, that my birthday, March 20th, is the first day of swing. We are now in spring. This year is flying by. It's crazy how fast time flies when you're having fun. I guess I'm having a fucking ball. I hope everybody else is having a ball, relatively speaking. If you've never listened to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, this is a non-fact-checking entity. We do the damn thing rough, rugged, and raw. I want to give a shout-out to all the people, all the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans that came out to Ontario, the Ontario Improv. Shit was sold out. It was dope. There were a lot of podcast fans out there. I hope you had a good show. I had a fucking great time doing it for you. Just so much support and love, and it was dope. It was dope. I'm loving doing stand-up. It's just a trip. It's fun. I love you know, being in front of the people and figuring out. It's like a true blue live jigsaw puzzle that you're trying to figure out, shit-talking, making sense of it all. And I'm going to be rocking next Thursday, the 28th, March 28th, Thursday, March 28th, at the Irvine Improv. Anybody out there in Orange County, Irvine, Orange County area, all the beach areas, Newport Beach, shout out to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson lives down there in Newport Beach. Maybe Mike Tyson will come to the show. That'd be fucking crazy. But there are tickets still available for the March 28th show at the Irvine Improv at improv.com, improv.com. I am going to shut shit down March 28th. In Irvine at theimprov.com. And then I'm going to Bellevue, Washington, which is right near Seattle. Basically, I'm in Seattle. So I had a couple of people already hit me up who are in Vancouver in Canada. Bellevue, Washington at the Parlor Live for an entire weekend. Okay, I'm be rocking for an entire weekend doing stand-up comedy. I'll be doing four shows at the Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, Friday, April 26th, I'm doing a show at 7:30, I'm doing another show at 10 p.m., and then I'm doing two shows Saturday, April 27th, 7:30 show and a 10 p.m. show. It's going to be dope. Four shows in Bellevue, Washington, okay, at the Parlor Live. Tickets are available for that at parlorlive.com, P-A-R-L-O-R-L-I-V-E, parlorlive.com. That's going to be exciting. I've never done a full weekend, but April 26th and April 27th, four shows. I'll be rocking. I'm sure there's going to be some podcast fans up there. If you're up there, come check for me. I'm going to be doing the damn thing all weekend long. What are we at? What are we doing? You know, I try not to go too deep down the Donald Trump, two-pump Trump, shit-stain Donald Trump, dick-stain Donald Trump. I try not to go too far down the rabbit hole, but this has just been an embarrassing week. For some reason, this guy, two-pump Trump, he likes to talk about people that are really non-factors in his life. Like he'll continue to talk about Hillary Clinton, who he beat in the presidential election 2 years ago, two plus years ago. He talks about her all the time. Not like every now and then, like every week he mentions Hillary Clinton. And he's also has a fascination with John McCain, Senator John McCain, who obviously passed about 6-7 months ago. He was a Republican. And just to show that I don't have any specific allegiance to Republicans, Democrats. We all know who John McCain was. He was a senator. He was also a war hero. The fucking guy fought tooth and nail, survived to make it out of a Vietnam prison. He was being held as a prisoner of war. Him and Trump didn't get along. The guy's gone. Why are you still talking about John McCain to pump Trump? I don't get it. He talked about how he gave McCain a special a sort of presidential funeral, and nobody has thanked him. And it made me think, I wish there was some sort of a teleporting thing. So Donald Trump, when he dies and when he passes away, usually presidents, it's like, you know, quiet, it's peaceful, it's mourning. When Donald Trump dies and there's the Donald Trump funeral procession and the Donald Trump hearse, you know, carries him through DC, mark my words, there's going to be cheerleaders out there. There's going to be confetti. People are going to be egging his hurts. Even if you like this fucking guy, you know that is coming. He is an embarrassment. I don't care that the economy is good. This country, the divide and the chaos and the bar, the lowering of the bar, the lowering of what's acceptable by a president, it'll never be forgiven, never be forgotten. And when he finally dies one day, I'm not wishing death upon him. Okay, I want to be clear. I'm not wishing death upon him, but we all go, and he's a president. When he dies, motherfuckers are going to literally be throwing a parade. Like, you know how in New Orleans, they get down and they really get down in the streets for processions. That's like part of their culture down there. Like they have, you know, people singing and dancing. They're going to be doing that down there, but it's not going to be a celebration of his life. It's going to be literally a celebration of him being gone. He's a nasty, rude dog cunt. That's a transition. I discussed the other day on episode 550. We are now at episode 552. You say, what happened to 551? 551 was dropped on my birthday, March 20th, in prime time. If you don't have the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast app, you missed my birthday podcast, 40 plus minutes of fire, full clip. We loaded the full clip and then we unloaded the full clip. Where was I? Oh, yes. So on episode 550, we talked about Egg Boy and we talked about the use of the Australian slang shit cunt. And I was curious about that because I like the ring and the tone of that. It's very crass, shit cunt. And I was I asked some of the Australian Rapper Pack and the New Zealand Rapper Pack. Shout out to New Zealand, everybody who suffered from the shooting, which was just a week ago. It's crazy a tragedy like that can happen and we all just go on about our lives. But a handful of Australians have reached out to me and they explained to me what a shit cunt is. It's exactly what it sounds like. But then one I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fan reached out to me and said, there's also dog cunts. Never heard that before. I never heard of a dog cunt, which is exactly what it sounds like. But the je ne sais quoi, the gift for gab of the Australians is very, it's underrated and underappreciated. They curse very well. They're not like, you know, New Yorkers. When they curse, they do it in their own style, but they're good. And the fact that they throw around the word cunt so freely, I like it because, as we know, in our society, that's a bad word. We don't use that as freely, and you certainly need to be ready to throw down if you call a woman that word. Like, bitch is like nothing compared to cunt, but they use it for men, women, it doesn't matter, and they have two variations on this very crass usage of it, shit cunt, and I just found this out like a couple hours ago, a dog cunt. I love those terms. So I would say that Donald Trump is a dog cunt who has shit cunt-like behavior. I Am Rapport Podcast. I don't usually do this because this is an audio medium, you know, meaning you could just hear me. But I heard, well, I saw this video that bugged me out. My man sent this to me, and I posted it on my Twitter and my Instagram and on my Facebook. And if you don't follow me on any of those, it's all at Michael Rappaport. And I'm going to play a little bit of this clip. It's bugged the fuck out. It's somewhere in Manhattan, and it has to be like probably like, you know, it's daylight saving, so it has to be like, it's dark, it's nighttime. It's like 10 o'clock, and it's on a side street. I can't tell exactly where it is, but I would guess it's somewhere in Manhattan. It could be Brooklyn, but it looks like Manhattan. So this woman, who's straight out of Lena Dunham's girls show, this woman who's on a bike stops the traffic on this side street, so there's only one lane of traffic. And I guess she didn't like how the guy behind her is driving. And somebody films it, because they film everything. They film everything in the world except for Juicy Jesse Somle getting beaten up at 2 in the morning with a Subway sandwich in his hand. That's the only thing that hasn't been filmed in the last 20 years. So this woman stops traffic. She takes her bike. She's a bicyclist. She stops traffic, and she stands in front of this guy's car. So they have to either run this fucking dog over, get out of your car, pick her up, body slam her into some garbage cans, throw her fucking bike on the side of the street, or wait there for her to shut the fuck up. Okay? And she's demanding an apology. And not only is she demanding an apology because she said this guy was getting behind her bike too close with his car. Now, these fucks on these bikes, okay, especially in New York City, they act like they're motorcycles and they act like they're cars and they act like they move at the speed of vehicles with like scooters and shit. They're not even scooters. They're bikes. They move slow. This dumpy animal, you know she can't go fast. She's not on that Lance Armstrong shit. So she stops traffic and listen to this shit. Miles, play this and listen. Now, she's demanding an apology and then asking why he's apologizing and saying, you know, tell me why you're apologizing. And listen to this shit.
Okay, what is the problem?
I got him.
What did he do?
He was riding my ass and honking at me.
Just say sorry, man, so we can get out of here, man.
Sorry.
We're not going to spend the night here. Come on, let's go.
I'm sorry for what?
Say you sorry for whatever she wants.
Forever.
Yeah. Let's just go, man.
And next time, I will not ride on a bicyclist's ass.
Man, he didn't apologize. Let's go.
No, I asked him to say what he was going to do next time.
He just said exactly what you wanted to say.
I want to know that he's going to make a safer choice next time. Come on, look. I don't want my life in his hands.
You holding everybody up, man. Come on.
Okay, all of you are drivers. All of you have a responsibility to keep this street safe for pedestrians, for cyclists.
He just said he was sorry. What do you want?
I don't know what he's doing better next time.
What do you want?
I want him to tell me what he's not going to do. For what do you apologize?
Is this not the... Matter of fact, what if... See, this guy was like polite. I think he was definitely foreign. The other drivers were foreign. And when I see something like this, I just always say, what would have Danny Aiello done if she had done this to him and stopped traffic a while? Remember he said he was a cab driver? Imagine Danny Aiello, young Danny Aiello, as a cab driver in New York, and this woman did it. You want me to do what? Get the fuck out of the road. Apologize? I ain't fucking apologizing. How about I fucking run you over, you what? Get the fuck out of the road. I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to get out of this fucking car, and I'm going to hit you over the head with a fucking garbage can. You ready? One, two, you fucking dog. And he gets out of the car, and he picks her fucking bike up. He smashes it into the fucking ground. He picks her up because she's a woman, and he fucking body slams her into a bunch of garbage on the side of the street. Take your fucking apology and shut the fuck up. Literally, this is an amalgamation. This is a deformity of somebody watching Lena Dunham's Girls, HBO Girls, too much. Because she's lucky this guy was polite and these people were polite and they didn't just flip on this girl. Apologize. What are you apologizing for? Tell me what you... Get the fuck out of the way. She should have ran her bike over right there in the middle of the street. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. What else is going on? I'm going to see this film, Us, the Jordan Peele movie. Pretty much sight unseen. I seen the trailer. It's kind of hard to miss the trailer and the commercial. It's been up for a few months now. But I don't know much about it. I'm not reading anything about it. I'm going to see it. I'm excited to go see it. His movie Get Out was so freaking good. And this is the follow-up. I think that was 2 years ago, Get Out. This is like a straight-up horror film. Anyway, I'll be going to see that. And I'm sure it's going to be good. I heard it's scary as fuck. I haven't seen a really good scary movie. And, you know, he puts in there social issues. You know, I think that dude is really on to something. And he's rocking and rolling right now. Miles, Jordan, I want to get into this. Usually we don't get into it this early. May I please have the sick fuck of the week theme song? This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week.
Sick.
She's really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck. You look like a sick
fuck.
That
ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick fuck.
What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, this is the sick fuck of the week theme song. A sick fuck is a person with a certain je ne sais quoi, a certain it factor that separates them from the batch. This is the sick fuck of the week, an award-winning segment that's heard exclusively on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. The first one goes out to a guy named Guy Gorney of Manhattan and Illinois. Guy Gorney, who is a 65-year-old game hunter. He likes shooting lions, elephants, giraffes. Well, somebody shared a video of this sick fuck. Guy Gorney, 64 years old, of Manhattan and Illinois, out there in South Africa on a hunting trip, shooting a sleeping lion. The fucking lion was sleeping. You see the entire thing. There's a lion about, I don't know, 100 yards away, 50 yards away. I mean, you could do anything you want to a lion when it's sleeping. And this piece of shit, this sick fuck, videotapes the whole thing. And he shoots the lion while it's completely out. The motherfucker, the fucking lion was in straight up REM, dreaming about something nice. And this piece of shit shoots the lion and then celebrates. He's so proud of it. He's so proud of it. And he's like, oh, great shot. And the guy who took him out on the tour is like, congratulations. Guy Gorney, I like to find where you're sleeping. I like to walk up to you while you're sleeping, Guy Gorney, and punch you in the fucking face. This is something you do for fun. This is like a hobby of yours, shooting sleeping animals. You sick fuck, you. You made it to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast sick fuck of the week segment. Guy Gorney, you pig, you sick animal, you. Please, let's find where Guy Gorney is walking down the street with his cell phone and fucking trip him while he's walking when he's not paying attention. Clown. Multiple people sent this in. A Utah man has been arrested and is facing charges for, killing his dog. I don't know why he killed his dog. This guy name is Kalen McDonough. He's 20, a 20-year-old sick fuck. It's crazy that they can have sick fucks. They're all ages, shapes, and sizes. We do have an 18-year-old cutoff here, unless somebody's really, really special. And then we could push the age down to 16. I don't think we've had any sick fucks that are under 16, but this guy's 20. A 20-year-old sick fuck from Utah is facing charges for torturing and killing his dog When they arrested him and got all his background information and his computer stuff and all that stuff, he said that he wanted to join the military to kill people. Well, my friend, you're not going to join the military. Hopefully, you get locked up and you're with a formidable cellmate who loves dogs. And when he finds out that you choked your dog to death, this piece of shit, he choked his dog. Mocha was the dog's name. And he quote-unquote said he found pleasure in choking her. Hopefully, your cellmate will find out what you did and will choke you while fucking you. You'll get choked while being fucked against your will, hopefully. Is Florida in the house? I said, is Florida in the house? A woman in Florida, Brevard County, apparently shot her boyfriend as he was sleeping because he was snoring too loud. When authorities arrived at their home on Emerald Lake Drive in Brevard County, Florida, she explained herself. She said she couldn't get any sleep. She said he was too loud. So instead of waking him up or going into the other room or covering your head with a pillow like a normal person, she grabbed her shotgun and shot her boyfriend. Maureen is her name. The last name is Maureen. Her first name is Lori. Lori Maureen is charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery. She is being held at the Brevard County Jail with, of course, no bond. I'm going to switch a little bit. R. Kelly is so dumb. He's trying to get the courts of Chicago, and probably there's something in Atlanta too, to let him go perform overseas. Obviously, when he got arrested for all these charges, he had to hand in his passport because this is a definite flight risk. You know this motherfucker wants to flee the coop. He's trying to get people and the courts and his lawyers, people. He's trying to get his lawyers to get approval from the courts so he can go make money overseas performing. Nah, Duke, you ain't going anywhere, B. They muted your shit. Nobody's buying your music. You spent all your money, okay, building contraptions to hide these women. You spent all your money the last time you were in court paying off people. That's why you're broke, okay? That's what happens when you're living a grimy, dirty life. You go broke, and then inevitably, you can't sell anything. Nobody wants to buy anything from you, and then you got nothing. You fuck you. You're not going overseas. A sick fuck flying back to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, while on the way from another part of Saudi Arabia that I can't pronounce. I probably didn't say Jeddah correctly. This sick fuck made the plane do a U-turn because the sick fuck left her baby in the terminal. While the plane was about to take off, while it was heading down the runway, she told the pilot, she started screaming in the plane, I left my baby, I'm a sick fuck. Fortunately, they were able to do it, but you know how long it takes before you get on a plane till you actually take off that you didn't realize that you don't have your baby with you? Like the amount of stress and details and different sort of thinking that goes into traveling with a small baby, and you left Shorty in the terminal? Nah, we'll go back and get you your baby, and then when we land, we're taking the baby away, and we're running your paper, running your files. I believe this was sent to me by the Sick Fuck of the Week Whisperer. In Anne Arundel County in Maryland, a guy that doesn't really look like a sick fuck. He kind of looks like Jimmer Fredette. Shout out to Jimmer Fredette. Remember Jimmer Fredette? It's March Madness tournament time. Former Brigham Young star who was lighting it up. He just re-signed in the NBA with the Phoenix Suns. But this sick fuck, William Hunter Hardesty of Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is facing animal cruelty charges after he tackled in a public park. This guy tackled and was doing wrestling moves and hurting and choking pelicans in the park. You dumb fuck. You sick fuck. He was filming it all on video because you can't do anything
Unless you're doing it for the gram these days. You can't even tackle pelicans just for the love of tackling pelicans. People didn't know what the hell was going on. They reached out to the police that were nearby. Then when he was arrested, he bragged to them about being wanted for feeding and tackling pelicans in Florida. So this guy was proud of what he did, and he's proud of the fact that if he goes into a park, he wants to hurt the pelicans. Lock him up. Lock him the fuck up, and when he's walking into the jail, tackle him. This goes out to the Disney parks, the Walt Disney parks and resorts. A guy was there with his wife and his daughter. Apparently, the wife was in a wheelchair, and they were near the Buzz Lightyear Ranger Spin in the Tomorrowland part of the park. Okay, we've all been there. This is in Orange County, Disneyland. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, these guys went there for a nice day, nice time. While they're walking through the park to get ready to go on the Buzz Lightyear ride, Galen Haldeman and his wife Carol were attacked and inevitably bitten by a rat. Disneyland, you are the sick fucks of the week. Let me tell you something. If this had happened to me, I don't know what I would do. I don't like rats. I don't like mice. You know my history. I don't like cats. I don't like rabid animals. Okay? I fuck with stray dogs if I feel safe. I'm not trying to get bit. I'm not trying to get kicked by no cows that are wandering on the road. I don't get down with any of that shit. But the husband was able to twist the rat's neck off his wife's finger. It bit onto her finger. And threw the fucking rat, and now they should sue. Now they're suing Disneyland and Disney Parks and Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all those fucks. And they're suing for only $15,000. Nah, I'd be going for the big bucks. They're suing for a disfigurement, mental anguish. And is it 15? Yeah, 15,000? 15,000? Yeah, no. I'm going for the big time sewage here. That's like a nightmare to me if that happened. You get bit by one of these animals. That's a fucking nightmare. The next sick fuck is a priest. This is insane. A priest from Austin, Texas. The Reverend Gerald Lenksch, whatever the fuck his name is, 75 years old. A 75-year-old sick fucking priest. They got him. They arrested him. He looks like a sick fuck. He looks guilty. He was reading this woman her last rites. Okay. She was very ill. She was going to, you know, the doctor said she was going to pass away. Instead of reading her last rites like a normal priest and giving her some peace and some solace, this sick fucking priest, okay, massaged the woman's breasts with lotion, rubbed her with holy water, and pinched her nipple and asked, and I quote, "Does it feel good?" Duke, nah, it don't feel good, Duke. What the fuck are you doing? The woman who is still alive, they reported this right after it happened, but because she was so sick, it sort of delayed the process. The woman who was still alive said also that Reverend Gerald Lenksch, whatever the fuck his name is, he also then tried to slip his hand inside her diaper. Yo, Duke. Yo, this dude's crazy, man. This is a sick fuck. This is why we have the sick fuck of the week segment. This is every single thing that a sick fuck is all about. Lock this guy up. He ain't never getting out of prison. Finally, with the sick fucks in Brooklyn, right there on Nostrand Avenue and Crown Street, the whole thing was caught on video because everything is caught on video. This is caught on surveillance video. There's surveillance video everywhere. You literally can't do anything without it being caught on surveillance video. And I say good. I say great because people like this can get caught. Everything is caught on surveillance video except Juicy Jesse Somlay getting beaten up while holding a Subway sandwich. There is a sick fuck of the week
on the loose in Brooklyn. A woman, young woman, 27-year-old woman, nice-looking, regular woman, walking across the street. A man walks up to her. She doesn't know, has no idea who he is, and punched her in the face out of nowhere and then ran off. I don't know what kind of sick person would do this, but if there's listeners to the podcast in New York, look this guy up. If you know this sick fuck, let's arrest him. He had on a Yankee jacket. He's going to get caught. He's going to get caught because there's footage of him coming out of a store, and they got a good picture of him. He's going to get caught. But if you see this sick fuck, you could call New York Police Department's Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. That's 800-577-TIPS. We got to catch this sick fuck in Brooklyn. The borough of Brooklyn is better than this. Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots and avid rub and tug goer, he is trying to deal with his situation. And he's doing every single thing he can to avoid for that rub and tug, that freak off tape, that no-no. That's essentially a porno to not be released. And I have to say, as much as I can't stand the Patriots, I agree with him. I agree with him. Okay, it's one thing if you're in the rub and tug. It's another thing you go in the rub and tug and you get busted. It's another thing if they have that footage. You can't just put that shit out there, can you? And also, who wants to see this old raisin dick fuck getting a hand job or a BJ or actually freaking off? I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch it. I just don't see how, like, there's got to be some rights. I mean, listen, this poor prick is already embarrassed enough, okay? This is already, but who wants to, I mean, listen, I'm on his side for this. And Robert Kraft isn't a bad guy. You know, I was reading something on, he donated millions and millions of dollars to charity, to cancer research and all that. So I have to say, I am on his side for this, okay? I don't want to see Robert Kraft getting a hand job. Finally, before we take you out of here, what's Gucci? Dirty Gucci. I don't get this. I've seen this with other sneakers, other sneaker brands. They've done this. Gucci, you know, the sneaker company, you know, Gucci, what's Gucci? The clothing company. They are releasing a pair of sneakers that come pre-dirtied. They look dirty and they're trying to sell this shit for $870. I don't understand what happened to sneakers. Like now kids are wearing these dad sneakers, like these big, clunky, heavy-looking Skecher sneakers. They want them to look distressed and beaten up. It's like ironic. And Gucci is selling you sneakers that already come beaten up for $870. Like, when I was a kid, first of all, who would buy sneakers that look fucked up for $800? Somebody will buy them. And then, like, 10 years from now, they'll be like, remember those $870 sneakers? I'm selling them for $8,700. That's what's going to happen with these, because I don't think anyone in their right mind would... First of all, no one's fucking with Gucci anyway right now. But why would you buy sneakers that come beaten up looking, but are fresh out the box? It just doesn't make any sense. But I'm sure somebody is going to buy them. I'm just not that somebody. All right, I'm done. Listen, it's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You know exactly what it is. Okay, we've been ranting and raving all week long. I told you we dropped the second episode on March 20th. You know what it is. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles, Jordan, take me out of here with something real nice. Okay. Something real proper, but most importantly, oh yes, take me out of here with something real funky.